Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Joe from Yelma's. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Joe, if you beat Migs today, I am going to send you super tasty candy and a lovely picture of all of us in our Hooters outfits. Don't you want to win that?
I certainly do.
That's what I like to hear.
It might be the worst trick or treat of all time.
Or the best.
Chocolate is expensive these days.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Joe has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
According to the saying, what type of fruit keeps the doctor away?
An apple.
Correct. What is the smallest prime number?
1.
No.
3.
No.
11.
No. Who was the main antagonist in the first Avengers movie?
Pass.
Which astrological sign is represented by a lion?
Leo.
Yes. Pumpkins grow on every continent except which one?
Australia.
No.
Antarctica.
Yes. Brandon Flowers is the lead singer of what band?
Pass.
What candy bar consists of a layered crisp peanut butter core covered in a chocolatey coating?
Twix.
No.
Pass.
Which actress created the Netflix show The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
Pass.
Who was the 16th president of the United States?
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct. Michael Jackson released Thriller in what 80s year?
84.
No. Joe, yeah. You got 4 correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you never know how Steve's going to perform.
Answers. You just got to come up with that for me.
I'm sorry, what?
Last time I played, I passed a lot too, and you said you'd try to make the answer.
Make the answer pass. I'm sorry I didn't do that for you. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
According to the saying, what type of fruit keeps the doctor away?
An apple.
Yes. What is the smallest prime number?
1.
No.
0.
No.
3.
No.
2.
Yeah.
Damn it, Steve.
Who is the main antagonist in the first Avengers movie?
Doc Ock?
No.
Dr. Octopus?
No.
No, the Joker?
No. Which astrological sign is represented by a lion?
Did you say antagonist or protagonist?
Antagonist.
Okay. What was the question?
Which astrological sign is represented by a lion?
Leo.
Correct. Pumpkins grow on every continent except which one?
Antarctica.
Correct. Brandon Flowers is the lead singer of what band?
The Killers.
Yes. What candy bar consists of a layered crisp peanut butter core covered in a chocolatey coating?
Butterfinger.
You know it.
They are so messy but delicious.
So good. Which actress created the Netflix show The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
Crap. Tina Fey.
Correct. Who was the 16th president of the United States?
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes. Michael Jackson released Thriller in what 80s year?
87?
No.
89?
No.
88?
No, it's way younger than that.
Oh.
Steve, though, you got 7 correct, which is a win, 7-4. Sorry, Joe.
No candy.
No candy for you.
And no sexy pick.
Oh. Wow.
Notice he didn't bring that part up. Probably for a reason.
Yeah, he's like, I don't need that. The smallest prime number is the only even prime number. Both you and Joe
danced all around it.
All around it, yes.
Yeah.
The main antagonist in the first Avengers movie?
Never seen any of them.
What?
Never seen
either.
What?
Me either, Taryn. We're good.
We're never doing it.
You know, I'd like to tell you to watch them, but I don't even know how many there are, and that's just not a fair task to put in your hands.
Too much to catch up on.
The first, I mean, the last ones are, yeah.
Is it the guy with the fist and the jewels?
Thanos or Thanos?
That guy.
No.
He's at the end.
Oh.
Loki. Yes. They're good movies, okay? You can just watch them in any order you want.
There's just too many of them.
Yeah. And Michael Jackson released Thriller in 82.
82?
Yeah, early. Well, congrats on beating Joe, Steve.
Live Night is coming back on December 13th, and it's going to be at Showbox Soto. And what's super cool is that you can be in the crowd watching it all go down. Everything gets performed live from the stage. Beat Migs will be completely live. All the sound effects performed by the Foley artists, and they have just a smattering of wild objects that help them make that happen.
Some of it's like old-time, like the old-time theater, like radio, when they're trying to like reenact theater on the air, and just like, you know, if a storm was coming in, like a weird piece of like cardboard or like some sheet. He's got all that stuff, and it's a lot of fun to watch that. But mainly, it's just a fun night just to hang out with us, the men's room, Ryan Castle, and all of our silly friends.
And you don't have to get up early because it's live night. And you can get those tickets now at KISW.com. Sarah somehow roped us and our friends on the men's room into playing some really stupid Halloween games.
I mean, next level, like children's stupid.
Not stupid.
And one of these games almost killed both a member of our show and a member of the men's room. Yeah. So find out how that went down after Van Halen.
The Daily Mix Show.
Our pal Sarah always has fun ideas, right?
Yes.
One of her most recent fun ideas was playing Halloween games with us and the men's room. So all week on the Daily Mix social media pages, and by the way, Daily has no I in it.
No.
We are competing against the men's room in some of these classic Halloween games.
And some I've never even heard of before, including this one.
Which is the donut game. And right. Here we are learning about this game from our friend Sarah.
Sarah, what are we doing right now?
We are playing the donut game. And for those who don't know, which a lot of people don't, I'm finding
myself
out.
Included.
Yes. Is you
should I take my out of the hole?
Oh my.
Okay, Thrill.
Oh my God.
Just another day here at the office where he's threatening us with a good time.
Take my out of the hole.
Oh my gosh.
No, I was going to eat that donut.
So you hang donuts from a string, and then without using your hands, you try to eat the donut as fast as you can. And so we each have a partner. And so two people are going to tackle one donut.
Okay.
At the same time. Their mouths are both going to love the donut. It's fine. Germs are whatever. And then whoever eats the donut the fastest wins.
Germs are whatever. I'm pretty sure I saw that on a bumper sticker. Yeah.
Germs are whatever.
Run that one by my wife.
We've all put crazier things in our mouth, so it's fine, right?
Well, that is
right?
True.
I mean, okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay, so pick.
Miles is like, whatever.
Okay.
All right. So then we all had to do it. And so it was. Everyone was trying to figure out different ways to game the system.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like Miles, was it Miles and Ted?
Yeah.
They were trying to, like, take the donut off the string and pass it to each other.
Yeah, it was Miles and Mike. And Miles just,
Miles
like, ripped it off of the string and just essentially kind of tried to make out with Mike with the donut in between.
Yeah, it was an interesting strategy.
And but it didn't work.
Two of us nearly died. Myself and Thrill.
So you and I came in, we tied for first, but I was able to swallow quicker than you on the donut competition.
When you put it like that, I don't feel so bad.
I'm out. I ate a donut off the floor.
I will get- That is true. Yeah, he did. Donut fell off of the string. I never touched it with my hands.
Nope.
Got on my hands and knees and picked it up. And you were doing something strange because you guys had the string a little too high.
We were at a significant disadvantage. Our donut was set up way too high. And so I tried to make a little like platform for Sarah to stand on my back. And that didn't really work either.
No, no, your back wasn't really leveled enough for me. So, and I didn't want to hurt you.
You would never have hurt me. I'm very strong. I'm a farm girl, Sarah.
Well, Thrill and I are trying to do this. Like, we're both, like, trying to keep eating, and I never swallowed what was already in my mouth as I'm trying to grab more. So my head is up, and then that part that I didn't swallow started going down my throat. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm about to choke on this thing.
You're also trying to breathe at the same time. There was a lot happening.
Terrible.
The floor. I will give you props for that, ma'am. I was trying to just rip the whole string down. Then I thought I was going to choke on it. You need more strategy than you'd think.
I didn't finish chewing. I leaned up, and it started going down my throat. I'm like, I can die this way.
No, this is the dumbest way to die. Choke on the string eating a donut.
Although the obituary would be amazing.
If I got to die and get an obituary, that's the way to do it.
I will say that my favorite part about this entire thing is, like, Sarah advocacy at the beginning, she explained it to us, but she was going around the entire office that day asking people if they knew, had heard about it, and no one.
I've never heard of this game.
No before. One's heard of this game.
I honestly thought we were just going to bob for apples when she said, we're going to do some old school Halloween games. I'm like, the only Halloween game I know is bobbing for apples. So I figured we're going to do that. Did we play that game?
No.
No.
I was kind of looking forward to that. I have not bobbed for apples since middle school.
I mean, Halloween hasn't happened. We can still do it, you guys.
I'm a little busy for the rest of this week.
Germs are whatever, right?
Germs are whatever.
Do you like this text? There's a fine line between strategy and tragedy, Migs. Dude, I was like, of all ways to go.
Oh, death, like, by donut?
Because in my head, I'm like, your mind kind of goes, like, it legit got lodged in my throat for a second. And I was thinking, does anyone on this show or their show know how to do, like, a Heimlich? And I'm like, who do I go to? And I couldn't think of who I trust. I was like, I'm leaning more towards Mike Hawk of everybody. I was like, Mike might be the only one that might be able to save my life.
I feel like he's hands down the most responsible person that is associated with this radio station at all.
Right, if problems happen where you were choking, I feel like he might be the only guy I could trust to help me with this.
I agree. Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us. And if you do, you'll win tickets to see comedian Tom Segura at EQC Event Center coming up Friday, April 25th. Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Show. Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All morning long, we have received texts and calls from you that we've not yet had a chance to chat with everyone about, but the time has come. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Pendergast Law. So give us a call if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you have anything on your mind that you need to discuss. 206-803-ROCK.
One of the text messages that we just got says, hey, I'm with you guys. I also hate the Steelers, but I am finding myself rooting for them because I want to see Russ do well, especially after what happened in Denver. Can you please replay that Russell Wilson press conference where he gave his new sign-off? I work with a Steelers fan, and he needs to hear it. LOL. So, yeah, I mean, I am happy to see Russ do well, first of all. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I think I even texted last night or put it in something out there where I said, I'm just excited to see the old Russ a little bit, you know? We got some flavor that we're used to.
Yeah, now that we got the draft picks and we got everything that we needed out of him and made sure, like, you know, that the team did bad when we needed good draft picks, I'm cool with him doing well. And it's actually kind of fun to see, like, you know, him throw those big passes that he used to throw with the Seahawks and having good times on the sidelines. It's nice that he's having a good, like, final chapter, I would imagine, of his career. But afterwards, we're on a quest because he said later, he didn't say when, but at some point, he would unveil the new Go Hawks, Let's Ride. Some people believe it was going to be, he was going to start saying Get Seven because the Steelers have 6 Super Bowl rings.
Oh.
So he did a press conference yesterday. And I was like, okay, well, what did he say?
But, you know, we'll catch up those and get those back.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Now, thankfully, Danny got the full press conference because we didn't hear the rest of it. But apparently his sign-off is a dig at the Denver Broncos.
But, you know, we'll catch up those and get those back.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, and kiss my Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos. Keep paying me, you stupid motherfuckers. Go Steelers.
There you go. That was the full sign off.
Russ is getting spicy.
I did see a lot of people having a field day with, like, they're Denver Broncos fans right now. It's like angry memes because they're realizing that they're paying like $30 million for him to just kick ass with the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is another level of, I think, hilarity with this whole situation.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe that they, like, Denver gave up so much for him, both to get him and then to get him away.
To get rid of him.
It's like, what is happening?
And it was cool to see, like, you know, because some people were trying to create, like, this drama between him and, what is it, Justin Fields, the other quarterback. And then they show them on the sidelines, and they look like they're just two bestest friends. Like, they're just laughing. Obviously, winning makes everybody a happy camper. Yeah. But it was kind of cool to see.
206-803-ROCK. Anya in Olympia is on the phone. And Anya, you need to get surgery, but you're looking for some words of encouragement. What are you having surgery on?
Well, they found a colonic mass on the right side of my abdomen, on my colon. And they said it's like a cancerous mass.
Oh,
and
no.
It needs to be taken out. And I'm going to go to Harborview Medical Center. I need to be referred to a surgeon there. He hasn't called me yet because this is all recent. So I'm just really scared of surgery. I've never had surgery. And my family, my children, everyone's telling me that I should get it out because they caught it early. But I'm just really nervous about surgery. I've never had that. I'm really scared. I don't, like, the cancer doesn't scare me. I'm not really scared of that. It's the surgery and all the other things.
Well, I mean, my mom was like that too. Like, she just refused to get any kind of surgery. But if the surgery is what's going to help keep you from potentially getting cancer and living, I mean, I'm probably saying things that everybody in your life has already said, like, get the surgery. There's probably a lot of people that don't want to see you leave them. So, I mean, don't not get the surgery because of a fear of being under the, is it because you're going to be out cold, or you're just scared of, like, getting somebody opening up your body? Like, what is the fear from?
Being under anesthesia. That's just like, well, like, what if I go into cardiac arrest or something? I don't know. It's just really scary. I don't know.
I've had surgery on my mouth. I've had surgery on my knees, and I've never had any issues with it. But I would just say, make sure that somebody is filming you when you come out of the anesthesia, because that's when people always say really funny things. So then you might have something fun to laugh about afterwards.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
So are you saying, like, but you're going to do it? You're just scared, but you're going to do it?
Well, I guess I'll have to, because if I don't, there's chances that it'll spread, right?
Yeah. Well, you have to do it. Listen to us. Like, we are professionals.
Yes.
Not doctors or anything. But you have to get this done. And please keep us posted on how things go.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, rock on, Anya. And, you know, if you're going to get surgery anywhere in the world, like, we live in a pretty awesome medical, you know, community here in the greater Seattle area.
See, my thing with going under and coming back through, my fear is that I won't have anyone there to film my stupidity. Because, like, if I have to get anything where I'm going to have to come through and, like, you say silly things, like a colonoscopy or whatever it may be, I'm like, I don't want my wife to be the one there with me. Because she won't film it. She just won't.
You got to get you a camera crew.
I need, like, maybe you guys. That's why I say that me and Danny should go get colonoscopies together.
No.
And then colonoscopies? I love that.
And then we come through and we do a podcast.
Okay.
The colonoscopast or cast.
I support this vision.
Can we hold hands during it?
I mean, we have to check with the doctors, but I'm not opposed.
Because if I'm getting it too, I'm going to be under as well, so I'm going to forget to film you, and you're going to forget to film me.
That's what Taryn and Sarah will be there to film us, put it all together, make sure they get microphones on us so we can do a podcast.
Gotcha.
Maybe they just come here, and we can just do it at the station.
Oh, God.
That works, too. Today,
we get Anya with us as well. We'll all go under together.
Today is my mom's birthday, and she turned 69. Earlier, we chatted with her, and Migs, you brought her to tears. But then things got weird. How so? You'll have to stick around to hear what my mom said, and you'll hear all about it at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Earlier this morning, my mom joined our show, and we got to wish her a happy 69th birthday.
Nice.
She joined the club, and today we were hoping the Rockaholics would also join the 69 Club and donate $69 or any amount that you feel to Bike MS. We have a match opportunity today, so up to $1,000 per bike rider will be matched thanks to the Tommy Bahama folks.
So we're hoping, because your mom who is dealing with MS, and so you've always done so many incredible things to raise money. So today, and it's happening right now.
It's happening right now. It started at 9 a.m.
Where do people go to donate?
We have a link up on the KISW Facebook page, also the Daily Migs Show Facebook page, so it should be super easy to find.
So join the 69 Club, $69, $169, $6.99, whatever. Whatever you got.
Yeah, we'll all add up and could be matched today. And thank you, Rockaholics. But while we were chatting with my mom, Migs, you asked her a question that ended up bringing her to tears.
I didn't think it was gonna, but here we are. Rose, what is their favorite story that you share about your daughter, Taryn Daly?
But Taryn and I couldn't even, they're not gonna do this to me.
Oh!
Making me cry on air is not really my thing.
Yes, you know,
I didn't mean to. I thought you were going to talk. I like how all of you just kind of turned your back on me, like as if I said something awful. All I said was share a nice memory about your daughter. I didn't know we were going to go down that road. I thought you were going to say a silly story about you.
I thought
you were going to talk. I didn't realize the story of her swallowing goldfish would make you cry.
No. This is not about my favorite story with her, because every day I have a story with her.
Aww.
Every day. She's my angel. And the one thing about this Bike MS and her MS involvement, she does it for me. But today she wants to be beating Dick.
That's true. Dick from Crucible.
How did we go from tears to Taryn wanting to beat Dick in like 5 seconds?
No, that is her motivation. You know how competitive she is.
I do.
She really is competitive. She wants to beat Dick today.
You're going to make me cry with different
Crucible.
Tears.
Yeah, he's trying to take me down on the team captain, and I hate losing. So he's currently a little bit ahead of me in fundraising. So we need to beat Dick today.
We need the Rockaholics to help you beat Dick.
Yes, and join the 69 Club. Happy birthday, Mom. We all love you so much.
And we love you, and thank you for your support. Let Taryn beat Dick.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom. Oh, boy. Thanks, Mom. That was
just wonderful. Rocks.
And thank you, Rockaholics, for the donations today. Really appreciate it. The McDonald's broken McFlurry machine problem might finally be solved, Rockaholics.
You mean I don't have to go to McBroken.com anymore to make sure that the ice cream's working?
You're going to find out what's going on during the Daily Migs download after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Last night was game 3 of the World Series. And, oh, man, it's not really much of a World Series right now, because it's looking like the Dodgers might be able to sweep it tonight. They won yesterday 4-2. Game 4 is tonight in New York, which could be some very unhappy New Yorkers if the New York Yankees aren't able to make a series out of this, because Dodgers going for the sweep.
I mean, I want the Dodgers to do it.
Me too.
You know, after that Grand Slam, especially, that just got me sucked in. I don't even know what the guy's name is anymore.
Freddie Fingers Freeman.
When he gave a shout out to his dad, I was like, oh man, that's pretty awesome.
Absolutely. Seattle Sounders won a big one last night, 5-4 penalty shootout over the Houston Dynamo in the first game of their best of 3 MLS Cup series. And Danny, you were there.
It was so awesome. It was
Lumen Field was an electric last night. There were the fireworks. And again, pretty boring game, but until the end. And then, you know, I'll have
how you finish.
I was going to say, I'll have a playoff game in that way any day.
Yes. And so, I mean, this was not a season where it looked like they were going to be doing much. And so to see that they're potentially going to move on to the next round is pretty awesome.
And
right?
We're like number three in the Western Conference, which is awesome as well. So, yeah, super stoked. Go Sounders.
Well, you know what? What better way to celebrate than to enjoy some delicious McFlurries or a soft ice cream from McDonald's? And we have great news, exciting news, because apparently the broken soft ice cream machine, the broken McFlurry machine might finally come to an end. That's always been like a joke where like there's a website for McBroken where you can find out if the machine's working or not, which is kind of hilarious. Apparently, and I did not know this, there's a company called Taylor that has the exclusive rights to repair the McFlurry machines and all like the ice cream machines at McDonald's. But the U.S. Copyright Office just granted an exemption, so now third-party companies can repair them too. So fingers crossed, everybody. When you show up to a McDonald's, you'll always be able to get your McFlurry.
Oreo, please.
Oreo is that's a great pick.
I love Oreo.
I don't know if they still do them anymore. They had the Butterfinger one for
Yeah.
That was my favorite. But the Oreo is always a solid pick. As far as weather, 55 degrees, going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's. A sub above, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12 pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.